Blog Talk Radio.
Obstacles, but we have to continue to press forth the mark of the high calling of Jesus Christ. Why? Because
because we've been called out four times because of this. I tell you what, it is nothing to stand for a minute and then follow when something happens. That really doesn't do anything, amen, in the witnessing for God. What happens is when people see us that when the dust clears, praise the Lord, that we're still standing firm in our faith, and they can recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord and that God is real. But until we're able to endure in this generation, it feels like we cannot take anything. Amen. We cannot take any persecution. We cannot take any name calling. We don't even want to be unpopular, even though the Bible says that we're in this world, but not of this world. But we have to learn that part of the criteria of being a Christian is to be able to endure. Amen. So I want to look at these scriptures here in 2 Corinthians, excuse me, the 11th chapter. I want to look at this because when we think about the things that we're going through in this day and age, I tell you what, it is true. It is discouraging at times. I'm going to be honest with you. It is discouraging to recognize that people that are trying to do what's right, trying to do the will of God, are persecuted so severely. Discouraging. When we look back and see the heroes of faith, amen, how they endured all these things, and they were championing the word of God, and we even use their names now to give examples of great heroes of faith. But when we start looking at this day and age, it seems like it is so very unpopular to be godly, to be holy. You're persecuted. And I'm not talking about persecuted like well, we want to do wrong and you're right. No, people are saying we're wrong and they're right. People are saying that we're judgmental. People are saying that we're homophobic, that we're bullies, amen, that we don't want to treat people right. We don't want them to have their lives and be happy. We're condemning people for no reason and all this kind of stuff. Let God be the judge. How can you judge me? But I tell you what, then the Bible says that there's going to come a day where people will not endure sound doctrine. And we're living in that day today. But as many people understand this, as much as we see it, and as many times as we have these examples all around us of people that are persecuting us, amen, I want to encourage you that you are on the right path. And if you're doing the will of God, if you're walking according to the faith, if you're looking at the word of God and reading and writing the Bible, the word of truth, then you are doing what God has called you to do. And the example that we have, amen, that we're Paul did, amen, in this particular passage of 2 Corinthians 11 chapter, he talks about how that he's not confident in who he is of himself, but he thanks God that when he thinks about all the persecution and trial and tribulation that people are confronting him with and saying that they're going through and how that they're so much that they can bear, he would remind them, God has tested me as well. It's not just you that's out there being persecuted or suffering things. I want to give you a list of some of the things that I was going through, Paul is saying. So I want to read a few of these things here so that you can understand, amen, that we're all going through something. Glory to God. Paul says here that in the 11th chapter and about the 16th verse, it says, I say again, that no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, that I may boast of myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly in this confidence of boasting. If that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. So in other words, what Paul was saying was here, okay, well, everybody's telling me how they're going through, how they're praying and fasting, and the devil is on their track. Well, I'm going to let you know what's going on in my life. See, sometimes when you're a leader, people think that you got it easy. Sometimes when you're a leader, people think that everything, amen, in your life is hunky-dory and you're close to the heart of God. But he won't let them know. He says, for you suffer fools gladly, being ye yourselves wise. If a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face, I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Howbeit, whatsoever any is bold, I speak foolishly now, I'm bold also. Are they Hebrews? Well, so am I. You're going through what I'm going through. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labor, more abundantly. In stripes, above measures. In prison, more often. And in death threats, many times. Of the Jews, five times received by 40 stripes, save one. Amen. At that day and age, the maximum penalty for certain things was that you would get 39 stripes because 40 would be considered unusual and cruel punishment. But Paul is saying here that five times I've been whipped to 39 lashes. Amen. Five different times. Amen. Three times I was beaten with a rod. One time I was stoned. Right, I was suffering shipwreck day and night, and I've been in the deep on many journals of perilous waters and perilous rocks. trying time. I've had some debts in my family, amen. I've had some financial issues. And the Bible says here that it says that I hunger and thirst. And many times I fasted and was cold and naked. He's letting them know, listen, you're not going through by yourself. You're not the only one that's got problems. You're not the only one, amen, that is looking out at the sea and wonder how long is this thing going to last. He said, besides all those things was out of the church, he said, it's coming to me daily that I care for the church. In other words, not only am I going through these things, but I also have to make sure that the church is intact. I also got to make sure that your prayers are being answered. I also got to make sure that I'm over there, amen, and encouraging you to keep going. So it's not just that I'm going through on this side, but I also have to be able to minister to you. I have to be able to do these things. He says, who is weak that I'm not weak? Who is offended that I don't burn as well? But I must be glory that I would glory in these things which concern my own infirmity. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus forevermore knoweth that I lie not. I tell you what, when God really wants to reveal to you, amen, that he's on your side, he's going to help you understand what your leaders are going through. And he wants you to follow after them and they follow Christ. See, one thing about Jesus, he was an example in all things. Not only was he a healer and a deliverer and a preacher and an admonisher and an encourager, but he also suffered many things, even the cross. He was